Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, last week, the South Carolina peanut growers held their annual meeting in Santee, and you addressed the meeting. Let's talk a little bit about what you talked about with those peanut growers.
Well, we did, and the week prior to that was cotton growers, so I talked about some of the same things. I just call it changes and challenges because we've got plenty of changes going on in the industry, within our department in terms of staffing, and as we're finding out more and more, there are plenty of challenges, be it market challenges, be it regulatory, public relations, so no shortages of challenges. So it's reflected in the turnout that our meetings are having, which in spite of thawing out from the snowstorm, quite a turnout at the peanut meeting.
Now, peanuts have really taken up a big chunk of South Carolina agriculture here just in the last couple of years.
Well, you're right. It's been a decade of growth because we're finding that our soils are really well suited for the roasting peanut, which likes a little sandier soil, and then the processing peanut called runners like the little tighter soil, the heavier soil. So we seem to do well at both, but our niche is that roasting peanut because so many of the other states are focusing on the processing peanut, like Georgia just grows 7 times as many acres as we do. But nevertheless, it is a great crop in our rotation because, like a lot of crops, peanuts are something you grow about every third year on the same soil.
Now, let's talk about acreage a little bit. Acreage, as you mentioned, it is a rotational crop. So acreage can come and go, but it also tends to follow the money.
Great way to put it. As I say, farmers vote with acreage, and they wait and look at the markets to see which seed to put in the planter. But we have exceeded 1 year, 100,000 acres, but for the most part, we're in that 80, 85,000, something like that. A lot of it is based on rotation on my own farm. I'll rotate between, say, 300 acres 1 year or 400 based on the rotation and when we last planted. So it's all a matter of balancing that out. And speaking of balancing out, the markets are always just an indicator of last year's crop. If we have a great carryover of peanuts in storage, then the prices may be a little lower. And if the previous year's supply and demand swung the other way, then the price is a little higher. So it's strictly a market-based growing under a contract price. So it's quite a nice addition to our crop mix in South Carolina.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.